Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your names and your title of the film.
I'm Ayanna Morris. I'm the co-director of Why Is We Americans?
Udi Aloni, the director of the film.
We're talking about the new documentary, Why Is We Americans? It's going to be screening Friday, September 30th at the Planet Word Museum on 13th Street Northwest in DC. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having us. Yes, thank you.
And of course, we should mention that it's narrated and executive produced by singer-songwriter Lauren Hill. Ayanna, why don't you tell me what the documentary is about?
The documentary is a long overdue recount of the legendary Baraka family, Amiri Baraka, his son Mayoraz Baraka, and their wife Mina Baraka, along with their other children, all the work and sacrifice they've made in the city of Newark. It's a beautiful story. It's long overdue. It's a giving of their flowers because, you know, Mary Baraka and Mina Baraka and their children have done so much for the struggle and the fight for social equality, you know, in Newark community and around the world. And Newark is a beautiful, thriving city, a Black community where the leadership reflects itself. And we're glad to be able to show that on screen.
So it's Newark, New Jersey. That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Great. And what's the Udi? I'll throw this one to Udi. Yeah. Am I saying that right, Udi?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll throw this one to you now. What is the, you know, why is it important to sort of the DC area? You know, talk about sort of the Howard University ties to the Baraka Family Foundation, all that stuff.
Listen, first of all, this film is extremely important universally. I think, you know, I'm an Israeli who moved to live in the States. And, you know, with my solidarity with the Palestinian people, for a long time, I couldn't find myself in the American politic and sentiment because of so much wrongdoing they do around the world. And suddenly when I saw this community, I felt first time that I can feel maybe American. So I think this film is important for everyone. In DC is extremely important because Howard University is really, Amiri studied there, his son studied there, his granddaughter studied there. You know, it's like, it's a tradition of a university that brought those amazing people to the front. And also there is a beautiful scene from the university when Russ did a kind of a rebellion there. So I think for DC and also for the politics of DC, because, you know, politics is not only just black and white. Politics is also class struggle. Politics is poverty. And policy is also very much political about black and white. And this family put those two things together in such a powerful way. So I think it's going to be an example for this place that all the time negotiate with ideology to see sometimes how ideology function.
Awesome. And of course, Raz Baraka was elected in, when was he elected? In 2014 and then re-elected a couple different times. So talk about some of the work maybe that he's done as mayor and also that the family has done. I mean, you know, why is just, I want to know more about what the family has done.
In Newark alone, they've been a big part of the Black Power movement in the city. They, Amiri Baraka and Amina Baraka were integral in getting the first Black mayor on the Eastern Seaboard elected to the city, Ken Gibson. And then from there, they just, you know, Amiri Baraka there have their own fame and their own right. And they could have went anywhere and they made the decision to stay in the Newark community and create culture there and bring in very powerful people like Maya Angelou to the city and, you know, made sure that when you talk about like the renaissance of urban communities that Newark is involved in that conversation. And, you know, the mayor is doing a tremendous job in the city right now. He's doing so much around, you know, there was a water crisis with the lead service lines. He's been heralded for like really transforming that in a short period of time. We see areas like Flint, Michigan, they're still dealing with their water crisis. And he was able to rectify that within, I think, a year and a half. You know, he's all about equitable growth. You see in so many, you know, urban communities, the lure of gentrification or the threat of gentrification, I should say. And, you know, he's like, there's the opportunity to bring in more people. But as the city expands, we have to make sure we take care of those who are original Newarkers.
Awesome, awesome. And tell me about the involvement of Ms. Lauryn Hill. Obviously, we all remember, you know, the Fugees and Fuji Law and Killing Me Softly, and then her solo stuff, you know, Miss Education of Lauryn Hill. Iconic stuff in music history. But how did she get involved? Was she, you know, a friend of the Baraka family, or did you guys just reach out on their behalf?
I want you to tell this story, but I did want to
because I want to tell you something. I adore Miss Lauryn Hill from years. And because I know she's from the area, I know that I try to use all my connection because I'm a filmmaker that did some stuff. So I use every connection I have in Hollywood and whatever to bring her to the film. And I couldn't. And then I told Diana, listen, we really need the Lauryn Hill here to speak, especially that in the famous album is Education, Ras Baraka is the one who speaks there. So he's the voice on that album, that's him doing the voice. So I told Diana, and Diana said, all right, let me try something. And she called the mother of Lauryn Hill, said, hey mother, we need the Miss Lauryn Hill in our film. And in 1 week we had her in the film. So I think this is an amazing example to show, like, when you do a film together, that you, from the community and outside of the community, you have the two perspectives, you have the two energies. And that's what makes Ayana and me such an amazing team together. But when Miss Lauryn Hill came first time to the interview, and there was many rules, what we can ask, what with this, and suddenly there was like love. And she just started to speak. It was so beautiful. And Ayana and me, we had so much material. We didn't know even how to edit the film. We were so overwhelmed. And we just said, can we pause for a second? Ayana and me went to the other room and we just hug and start to cry. We realized we have the film in the structure that Miss Lauryn Hill, with amazing poetry and responsibility to the community, put things together for us. And mm-hmm. I think this is the film is about. It's about that rhythm and content are one. And it's cut like that, and it's speak like that, and it's reached many communities because of that.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know that Lauryn Hill is from the Newark community. So her and Raz known each other since they were really young, and they've been friends for a long time. So she was really happy to do the documentary. And, you know, I'm gonna say kudos to us, because Lauryn Hill hasn't sat down on camera in a very long time. And, you know, when we reached out to her, she was willing to just really be a part of it and support the Baraka family, because she believes in the things that they're doing.
Yeah, kudos to you. That is a big deal. Yeah, that's great. And I'm sure having such a famous narrator will help, you know, get more eyeballs and ears and on the story you're telling. So that's great. tell me about, I know Oren Moverman is one of the executive producers. I just wanted to highlight him really quick, because he came to D.C. when... he came with Richard Gere one time for a movie called Time Out of Mind. Of course, we interviewed him for that, but then he also wrote that great Beach Boys, Brian Wilson biopic, Love and Mercy. So great filmmaker, but what's your guys' connection with him?
Oren is a very close friend of mine, and we were working on the film before I did the Junction 48. That was a Palestinian hip hop film that got many prizes, including Tribeca and Berlin. Oren was a co-writer on it. So he's a guy that in one hand is like doing like really those top-notch films, but he have a responsibility and acknowledgement. And when he saw what we are doing, he felt that he wanted to help there and be part of it and help us more in how to create it as a good film. So it was a huge help for us on this response to put the thing together as a high quality film. I see this film really, it's about Newark, but it's not for Newark. This film is about Newark and the Baraka, but it's for the world to see. It's like the lesson from this film is much bigger. And we had for this very high quality filmmakers to be around us and help us to tell the story correctly. And that's Oren did with a lot of love and passion.
I mean, all around is just an odd pairing, you know, Udi and I, Lauryn Hill and Oren Moverman being executive producers on this film, but it works. It works.
Best of the cream of the crop, all coming together, man. Awesome. Well, tell me, obviously you're talking about, you know, their work in Newark, New Jersey. But how can people use this documentary, you know, to make change in their own cities? You know, I'm sure we'll have people that can, you know, that might hear this conversation all over, you know, well, in D.C., but then they'll see the movie throughout the country. So are you hoping that not only you're highlighting the great work that they did in Newark, but, you know, how are you inspiring? Are you hoping that it will inspire them to go make similar change in their own cities, wherever they are?
Absolutely. I mean, Newark is a beautiful city, but the struggles it endures is not unique to that one community. Urban communities all over the country are experiencing the same thing. So, you know, we believe that Newark could be a model for the rest of the world and just showing how, you know, the results of when you organize, when you work together, when you build community, when you build culture, when you use art and politics all into one to really push a movement. I mean, it really could be a model for the rest of the world.
Yeah, I agree. I want to add a few things. Like one, the fact that Amiri really, the way they brought the first Black mayor in Newark and changed the hundreds of years of white control there is by putting together the Puerto Rican community and the Black community and the non-white community together. And this is a lesson that we have also to learn everywhere, that you have to put together the communities that fight against the hegemony. And that's the only way it works. If you just fight for yourself and you don't see the other people that are oppressed next to you, you don't do a revolution. But when you do it, you're not oppressed anymore. You take the power and you do a move. And the other thing, I think that it's amazing lesson for us, it's about the power of, first of the Black woman, but also as a woman as such, because Amina, that become almost the heroine of the film, teaches how much she was so active and her story wasn't told so much because still stories tell more from male point of view, but she was so active in reshape this entire movement and taking forward to more progressive thought the entire family. So Amina is an example for all, you know, you have Amina and her daughter that was murdered and the granddaughter that fighting forward and Miss Lauryn Hill and Maya Angelou. And suddenly you've seen amazing feminine power there in this film, that it's one of the most amazing parts of this film, that you realize it's not Amiri Baraka, it's entire family, that the feminine power within it was a very important part of create this movement. And I think that's today time, it's extremely important message to give.
That's awesome.
And I just wanted to add one more thing. The one thing I love about the Baraka family is that they're so authentic. You know, they realize that they don't have all the answers. And, you know, as they're growing in the movement, their thoughts are changing, their political views are changing. And, you know, as they learn more and they grow more, they were willing to adjust with that. So I think that's a beautiful part of this film.
That's great. Cool. Well, let's end the conversation with, you know, the actual screening that's going to be in DC. It's Friday, September 30th. It's going to be at the Planet Word Museum from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Who else going to be there? Obviously you two. And then is Baraka going to be there as well?
Yes, Mayor Baraka will be there. It's a dual presentation of Why Is We Americans and his Audible original, The Book of Baraka. So we'll have a VP from Audible there as well doing the opening remarks. It'll be moderated by Howard University professor, Dr. Gregory Carr. I think it'll be a very beautiful event. Food and drinks will be served. You know, got to lure people with the food and drinks. But, you know, overall, it'd be a very empowering conversation and a very
empowering. Is there a party
event.
After? Is
after
there a party after?
The party is before.
Before, okay. Yeah. All right.
You know why? Because
the film is coming.
The after party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right,
so
exactly.
Coming. All right.
The after party is to go out and galvanize and make an impact in your own community.
I love it. All right. And then beyond that actual screening, where do you know, does it release, you know, wider? Is it going to hit streaming after that? Do you know anything yet?
It was released already in theaters. It was released in Corona time, unfortunately. So now the distributor is looking to cut a deal with one of the streamer or with PBS or something. But it was said that like a film like that usually don't get a theatrical release. We got it, but on the worst time possible when the Corona hit, you know. So we hope that in streamers, people will be able to see more, but we are still in negotiation on that.
Well, you know what? I'm sure it will, but that's all the more reason that folks, you got to come out to the event at the Planet Earth Museum and see the new documentary, Why Is We Americans? Because we don't know when it's going to hit streaming. You got to come see it now.
I agree.
Well, thank you so much, both of you, for joining us. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you
so much. Bye-bye.